This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Wolves have been released into the wild in Colorado in what is the first time that a state, not the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has introduced an endangered species into wildland in the U.S. The wolf reintroduction was the culmination of more than 3 years of work after Colorado voters in 2020 directed Colorado Parks and Wildlife to reintroduce wolves to the western slope of the Rocky Mountains by the end of 2023. Five wolves from three different packs, two male and two female yearlings each under 100 pounds and one older 108-pound male, were captured Sunday in Oregon and flown to Colorado early last Monday morning. They spent less than a day in metal crates. For the first release, a 76-pound mottled gray and brown male darted from the crate but slowed to a lope as he followed a track up a small hill. A gray female, sister to that first male, took some time to saunter out of her cage and turned atop a small hill to look back. The next two were another pair of siblings from the same pack, a 93-pound juvenile male and a gray-brown 76-pound female. Lastly, an adult male, the only adult among the five, was released and ran immediately into heavy timber. Five more wolves from Oregon will be darted, captured, and transported to Colorado for release. Oregon has offered a total of 10 wolves to relocate to Colorado by the end of March next year. The Colorado plan calls for releasing 30 to 50 wolves on the western slope in the next 3 to 5 years. The second group of five will be released in the same area, somewhere in Eagle, Grand, or Summit counties, Colorado. Two ranching groups last week sued to block Colorado Parks and Wildlife from releasing the wolves, arguing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service did not follow federal rules when partnering with the state to manage an endangered species like gray wolves. A federal judge last Friday declined to suspend the reintroduction plan, greenlighting Colorado Parks and Wildlife's wolf-capturing mission already underway in Oregon. Another lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court in Denver last week by the Colorado Conservation Alliance argued that the Federal Service's environmental review of the Colorado reintroduction plan failed to closely study potential impacts of gray wolves from Oregon mingling and breeding with protected Mexican wolves in Arizona and New Mexico. Six Montana independent booksellers have received a holiday bonus from mega author James Patterson. In many of Montana's small towns, the local bookstore is a hub of the community, and over the past few years, mega author James Patterson has thrown his support behind these local bookstores and their employees. Patterson donates his own money through his holiday bonus program. In total, the 114 times New York Times bestselling author gave $300,000 to bookstore workers. The author posted about his philanthropic action on X, formerly Twitter. Patterson said, "I've said this before, but I can't say it enough. Booksellers save lives. What they do is crucial, especially right now. I'm happy to be able to acknowledge them and their hard work this holiday season." Patterson worked with the American Booksellers Association, or ABA, a trade organization for independent bookstores, to give the money to employees at member bookstores. Bookstore employees or owners must be nominated to receive money from the Patterson Holiday Bonus Program. The awards range from $500 to $5,000 each. 81 independent bookstore employees got a share of more than $470,000. In Montana, six independent bookstores received the bonus, including Casey Kane Charbonneau of Country Bookshelf in Bozeman, Charlie Crawford at Montana Book Company in Helena, Betty Cherry of Page Turners in Fairview, Montana, Mara Luther at Chapter One Bookstore in Hamilton, Julie Schultz at This House of Books in Billings, and Rachel Elliott Brug, the owner of Reading Leaves in Townsend. Patterson does not put any stipulations on how people spend the money, but Elliott Brug says that for owners of many of the smallest bookstores, the money goes back to the business and back to the community. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.